Meditation, Introduction to the Soul. Find a peaceful place where you'll not be disturbed or interrupted. For this meditation and prayer, you will need a comfortable chair or couch to sit on so you can easily sit upright with your feet flat on the floor. Sit with your legs and arms uncrossed. This is an active meditation and you may receive intuitive information. You will also want to have a journal and pen nearby so you can take notes afterward. Do not have the writing materials in your lap, but somewhere you have easy access to. We will begin this meditation with what is called box breathing, a breath pattern that has four parts. Sitting upright, first take a long exhale. Now inhale through your nose and slowly count to four in your mind. Feel the air filling your lungs until they're completely full. Now hold your breath and slowly count to four again. Exhale through your mouth and count to four as you feel the air expelling from your lungs and abdomen. Again, hold your breath out after the exhale until you have slowly counted to four in your mind. Repeat the pattern. Inhale through your nose once again while counting to four. Hold for four. Release the breath through your mouth for four. Then hold the breath out for four. Take the next 2 minutes, feel free to use a timer and pause this recording to find a natural rhythm with the cycle. If you like, you can imagine blowing out all anxiety and worries on the exhale and imagine receiving peace, goodness, and relaxation on the inhale. Now, allow yourself to breathe naturally. Before we begin to connect with our soul, remember that your soul is your unique version of love. We all have an internal and eternal self with its own individual nature. This is our highest self, our own version of grace, or our sainted self. We are now setting the intention to feel and connect with the fundamental essence that makes us who we are. We often feel separated from our soul, interpreting who we are as ego. This meditation will serve as an opportunity to quiet our minds and reconnect with this all-loving self. If it's comfortable to do so, you may put one hand on your heart and the other on your belly, as this often helps to ground the exercise. On your next exhale, repeat the following phrases in your head. I am ready to meet my soul. I am willing to meet my soul. I am ready to know my soul. I am willing to know my soul. I will now know my soul. Now imagine a wave of relaxation pouring over the crown of your head like water. This substance of relaxing water slowly trickles down the sides of your head and also within it. Imagine this relaxation pouring in and through your mind, soaking it in calm and peaceful energy. This water pours down even further into your jaw, your throat, and your neck. Like a massage from the inside out and the outside in, like a salve for tension, this water of relaxation soothes all your muscles. Let the water flow down into your shoulders, releasing tension as it goes. Feel it flowing down your arms, into your fingertips. Sense it flowing down your chest. As the water passes through your lungs and down to your stomach, allow it to slow your breathing to a peaceful pace. The water continues down through your hips, releasing any stored tension. And it continues to flow further down throughout your pelvis and down your legs. Imagine the water flowing all the way down to your toes until your entire body is submersed in peace. Take a few moments to marinate in this state. Beginning again at the crown of your head, allow the water of relaxation to pour through you once more. With each breath, imagine even more relaxation entering your body. This time, allow it to put you into an even more relaxed state of peace. After the water has washed over you a second time, imagine it once more, but this time flowing more smoothly and a little faster throughout your body. The water is no longer a trickle, but a flowing stream. On your next inhale, imagine the water beginning again at your crown. With your next exhale, allow the water to travel all the way down your arms to your fingertips, down your chest to your waist, and down your legs all the way to your feet. Now, on your inhale, feel the water once again pouring through the crown of your head, and in a single exhale, allow the water to flow entirely throughout your body, all the way down to your feet. Repeat this a few times at your own pace. Now, take a few breaths naturally, without imagining the water, and just allow yourself to sit in silence. Repeat this prayer in your head. Allow this moment to be filled with grace. Without overthinking it, we are now going to imagine that the water is the substance of divine love, grace, in liquid form. On your next inhale, imagine the water of divine love pouring into and through the crown of your head. Allow the water to seep down throughout every part of your body. Now, return to normal breathing without imagining the water. Turn your attention to your heart. You can place a hand or both of your hands over your chest if that helps. Imagine your awareness traveling deep into the center of your heart. You can imagine a downward staircase or a tunnel going deeper and deeper within. Once you've found the center, imagine there's an even deeper center, and a deeper center after that. Repeat this phrase in your mind. I am willing to know my soul. I will know my soul. Now imagine there is a small light in the deepest interior of your heart, like a light at the end of a tunnel. You are moving towards this light. It is slowly getting bigger and brighter. And mentally repeat this phrase, I am willing to know my soul. I will know my soul. The light is getting brighter. You sense that once you've reached this light, you will know your soul. Repeat this prayer. Grace, enter my life now. Imagine the light growing bigger until it is almost all-consuming. Repeat this phrase, I am ready. As the light clears, ask your soul to show itself to you in a feeling, an image, or a phrase. You may repeat, soul, I am ready. How do you wish to make yourself known? Now let go and allow soul in. When you're ready, open your eyes. This is a great time to write down any information, imagery, or feelings you've just experienced. Just like waking from a dream, we may forget the experience very quickly as we change states of consciousness. Also, the experience may later seem unreal or foggy, so having a written account to reflect on will help you to integrate the new information.